Good morning, gentlemen. We are holding about 8 lines, 9 lines from the bottom of Lamed Zayin Amud Beis. This is Masechta Brachos, where we're going to be learning about brachos on various types of food. So some of these items, we're not going to know what they are. That's okay, because the Gemara doesn't know what they are. And only after they tell us what bracha to make does it tell us what it is. So you have to be patient, and then you have to review to make sure that you know what it is. Says the Gemara, truknin, the halakha truknin. So this is, we'll see what this is, chayovin bechala. One has to mafrish chala when it comes to truknin. We'll see what truknin is momentarily. Now, v'chi asa ravin, when ravin came from Eretz Yisrael, Amar of Yochanan, he said in the name of Yochanan, truknin, turin min achala. Truknin, whatever that is, we'll see shortly in a moment, that is going to be exempt from the mitzvah of hafrashas chala. Now, that's the standard reading of the Gemara. But if you look at the emendations of the Gra in the inner left column of the Gemara, he learns it a little differently. Look at the Beis, Asa Ravin, Amrav Yochanan, Truknin, Chayovin Bechala. So therefore, he's of the opinion that it's going to be Chayovin Bechala, and there is no opinion that says Pturin Bechala. So that's what the Gra says. Now, says the Gemara, but we still don't know what this Truknin is. So asks the Gemara, my Truknin, what is Truknin? So Amra Baye, Kuba de Ara. You know what that is? When you take a batter and you pour it into the top of a hot oven. I'm sorry, that's not what it is. It's a batter baked in a cavity of an oven. So there's like a little bit of a hole in the oven, dear Lizer. So you pour the batter in there and you bake it azoy. So that is a mixture of flour and oil that never became dough. So therefore, why would you be chayiv in challah? Why would you be exempt? Because it never becomes dough, you'd be exempt. But on the other hand, it is challah, so you would be chayiv. So Amar Abaye Nexik. So that's the discussion when it comes to truknin. V'amar Abaye Teresa. That is Turin min challah. That is going to be exempt from challah. But guess what? We don't know what Teresa is yet. It's not a mother. Says the Gemara. Had to be said. Mai Teresa. Rothman, that was okay? Yeah, I saw you smile. Says the Gemara. Mai Teresa. Three opinions. Ika di Amri, Gabel Meirosach. So that is, it's a batter poured into the top of an oven. Okay? The Ika di Amri, opinion number two is Nahama di Hindoka. It is a greased dough baked on a spit. So it's kind of like shawarma, just with dough. And the third opinion is Vika Damri, it's Lechem Ha'asoy Lekutach. So this is a bread made for kutach. That's a dip that is used, that is baked in the sun. Like yolk crunch, right? So that's a food that's made for bread that's like shtickel made of like sour milk or whatever it is. It's pretty, you know, it's interesting. Okay. Tanu Reb Chiya, says Reb Chiya, we learned in the Brisa, Lechem Ha'asoy Lekutach, Lechem that is made for this kutach. Right, which is that which is baked in the sun, not an oven, is potter min achalah, is exempt from afrashas challah. Says the Gemara, ay, v'hatanya. But didn't we learn a brisa moments ago that it is chayiv v'challah, that it is chayiv in challah? I'm sorry, not moments ago. That's an anonymous brisa out there. So there's a shayla as to whether or not this bread that was made, baked in the sun, that's made for a kutach, has this dip, whether it's exempt from challah or obligated in afrashas challah. Says the Gemara, it all depends. Hasam, the Brisa that says it's chayiv in challah, kidiktoni ta'ima. It's like it says, it's reason. What is that? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yehuda says the following, Maisa mochichin, its actions prove it, which means the following, we'll see, Maisa mochachin aleha, whether it's chayiv in challah or not. And now the Gemara explains, turning over to Amar Aleph. Asin, the oven, if it's made oven, that it is made in a way like a pastry. Rashi says, like a gluska, right? Like a, some sort of, a gluska is a baked dough. That's when you're going to be chayiv and challah, because then you make a borim in Amazonas. We'll see in a moment. Kilumadin, but if you make it in strips, then you are going to be ptur and you're going to be exempt from challah, because the actions prove what your intent is. Okay? Are you making it for bread, or are you making it for other items? Yeah, question.
Doesn't he give a different explanation for the two words?
Explain.
He quotes Rashi and then says.
Where? Which Rashi? On the bottom of it, Amud Bezer Amud Aleph. Amud Aleph. So the Aleph over there. So is the Aleph? The Aleph that's the Hagat Siyunim says Ke'avchin. He quotes the Pnei Yeshua. I don't have it. Okay, not in the Matifta. Okay, weiter. So Amalei Abaylor of Yosef. Hi Kuvah Da'ara. This mixture of flour and water that doesn't become dough, okay? So this is a mixture of flour and oil. What do we have here? We have, I want to make sure he has a nice taich. Okay, exactly what this is, this kuba da'ara. Okay, so it's made in the ground of the oven. Ma'im ivarchet alei, what do you make on it? So amalei, misavri nahamu, do you hold its bread and make a motzi? Guvla ba'almuhu. It's only that which you need together, K-N-E-A-D, of water and flour. And it is not considered bread. And therefore, mivarchin an aleha, you make a bracha on it, on bore mine mizonis. That of bore mine mizonis. But Marzutra, kavasudase lo, Marzutra used to establish a meal on it. And therefore, when it comes to pasa bobekisnin, which you are koveya su'uda on, and other people in the world, I'm adding this in parentheses, and others are koveya su'udan, u'barech aleha, he would make a bracha v'amotzi lechem in aretz, v'shalosh brachos, he would mamish make a bracha v'amotzi, and he would bench on it. And Mar Baravashi would add, one could fulfill his obligation of achilas matzah on this item, b'pesach, on Pesach, my time, what's the reason that you can fulfill your obligation on Pesach on this? Says the Gemara, because lechem oni karinan bay. This is called lechem oni, that this is the lechem, this is the poor way a poor person would eat it, that you don't need to eat it specifically like classic bread, but rather this is something which people are koveya suda on, and therefore it's considered bread to be considered choshev as it is matzah. Okay, so this is what we are discussing now. That's the item that this kuba da'ara, which is the status of that. Now the Gemara continues. V'amar baravashi, other types of dishes which they used to eat in the olden days in the brachas. Now again, even though we don't necessarily eat these dishes, the principles we use to establish our brachas today and other things. So let's see. Date honey. Duvsha de tamri. What's the bracha you make on date honey? So the Gemara says, Mivarchin aleh shakol niyeh bidvaro. You make a bracha of shehakol niyeh bidvaro. My time, what's the reason why you make that bracha? Because the dvash, the honey, is not considered a part of the fruit, but rather it's merely zeya ba'almahu. Okay, zeya is an extract. It's not a juice. It's not, it's like literally zeya, we also use the term sweat, right? It's that which comes out of the fruit, but it's not part and parcel of the fruit. So it's merely extract, it's not the essence of the fruit. Similarly, the Gemara says, Kiman, who is this like? Ki haitana, like the following tana, this sanya we learned in Trumos, Perek Yud Aleph, Mishnah Beis, Dvash Tmarim, when it comes to date honey, v'yayin tapuchim, or when it comes to what? Wine that comes out of an apple, v'chometz, svanios, or vinegar that comes from grapes, ushar me peris, and the rest of water that comes from fruits, for example, not apple juice, but I would say it's more of an apple cider, right? You know, apple juice is really water with a little bit of sugar in it. Apple cider, so this is like apple cider. Again, this is not a lesson in cooking, this is a lesson in Talmud, but anyway, v'shar me peris shel truma, that initially belonged to truma, Rabbi Lezer mechayev karen v'chomish, Rabbi Lezer obligated one to pay the principal plus a fifth if they drink it accidentally, because the fruit juice is considered part of the fruit. That is not the opinion we learned up until now. Comes along Rabbi Yoshua, and he's poter, because he exempts you from karen and chomish, principal and fifth of eating from the truma. Why? Because the fruit juice, the water that comes from the juice, is not considered part of the fruit, but it's merely considered extract, and therefore it doesn't get the shame truma. So just like we learned before that you would make a shehakol because it's not part of the fruit, similarly, one does not need to pay a karen and a chomesh because it's not considered part of the fruit. If it was considered part of the fruit, one would have to pay a karen and a chomesh. Now the Gemara continues. After the Gemara brought down about fruit, juice, water that comes from the fruit, the Gemara is going to explain, what do you make on minced fruit? Not crushed, but you'll see in a moment what the difference is, okay? So let's see what we are talking about. We're going to talk about Trima, right? So says the Amalei Ahu Rabbanan L'Rava. Says one of the Rabbanan to Rava, Trima Mahu. What is Trima? It's something that's crushed, but not minced, right? So minced would be purely pureed, right? So it would be liquefied. So if you crushed it, it's not entirely liquid. You understand? So this is Trima. So what's the lach when it comes to Trima? Okay? So lo havi adai to the Rav Amai Karmel. Rav had no idea what he was talking about. So you guys are like, I'm in good company. I'm in the company of Rav now. No. So says the Gemara, Yosef Ravina kameh de Rav. So Ravina was there in front of Rav of Amar La. And he says to the Talmud, what Trima are you asking about? Dishumshumi? Are you talking about crushed sesames, which you grind in order to get shemen, to get oil, kamart? Or are you talking about dikortimi, which is the crushing of, I believe, saffron, correct, right? That you make that to put into wine to drink, kamart, or are you talking about, defortzini? Are you talking about the crushed grapes that they used to crush the seeds and put it into water to make, some sort of, what's it called again? To make, raisin wine from the pits, kamart. So what are you discussing when you're discussing these things that you're crushing? So says the Gemara, Dehachi Vahachi, while he was asking the Shaila, Afke Rav L'dait, the Rav, and then understood what the Talmud was talking about. Vamalein, he says to the Talmud, to that student, and he says, Chashilta, when it comes to Chashilta, Yervadai Kamart, you're talking for sure about Chashita. What is Chashilta? We'll see in a moment. Va'adkar in Milsa. And he remembered what he had to say. Ha Dem Ravasi, Hait Mare Shaltruma. When it comes to dates that are truma, mutter lasos mehen trima. You're allowed to make from them truma. Now, I should have backtracked. When it comes to food of truma, you're not allowed to lower the value of that object. Okay? You're not allowed to lower the value. So, if it is a equal change, then you could change the form. But if it's lowering the level, then you can't. So, based on that, the Gemara then asks, Hai tamre, these dates, shel truma, mutter lasos mehen truma. You can make from them truma because that is not lowering the value of the truma because the crushing of the dates is not going down. The aser, but you know what you can't do with these dates? You can't lasos mehen sheikhar. You can't make beer because that is lowering the value of truma. Don't tell that to Anheuser-Busch, okay? Because if they make beer, that's going down level. Okay, so therefore, what do we see from this? So since Trima has the cult name Truma, because it's not considered going down, it's still considered part of the fruit, and since it's considered part of the fruit, what bracha do you make on Trima? Borei Priya Eitz. Because if it was going down a level, what bracha would you make? Shakel. So you see, we make a transfer. We have two areas of halacha. We have the area of Truma, which we're learning out to the area of brachos. You understand? If you crush something, we want to know what bracha do you make. Does it still maintain the bracha of the fruit, or does that go down a level to shakel? So we look at truma. If you're mutter to do it, that means it hasn't gone down a level, it's maintaining the same level, you make a borei priya eitz. But if you're not allowed to do it, that means it is going down a level, that means what bracha do you make? Shakel. So you have two areas of halacha working side by side. Says the Gemara of Hilchos, so the halacha is as follows. Tamrei. When it comes to dates, vavdinu trima, which you make trima because you crush it, not mince it, mivarchen aleu bori preetz. You make a bracha bori preetz. My time was the reason, bimilsa kaimei kimidivikara, because you have maintained its initial status that it was initially. Okay, weiter. When it comes to shasisa, what is shasisa? That is something, again, I looked this all up, that is something made of flour ground from parched grain, oil, and water. Okay? So that is shasisa. Some sort of dish made from flour, oil, and water. So Rav Amar Shakol Niebidvaro, Rav says you make a bracha of Shakol Niebidvaro, and Shmuel Amar, no, there's flour in it, and therefore, what happens when there's flour in something, what bracha do you make? Borei Menei Zonos, Amar Rav Chisda V'loi Pligi, they don't argue. Givaldik. I love it when people don't argue. What then? Why does one say shakel and say borei menei mizonos? It all depends on the form. Ha be'ava, the one who says borei menei mizonos is talking about a very thick development of this mixture, right? Because you put a lot of mizonos in. The opinion who says shakol niyabidvaro, he's talking about beracha. He's talking about where you're talking about that it's very liquidy, so to speak, right? You didn't put a lot of flour in. Avalachila avdilai, if it's thick, then you did it for food. And if you did it for food, what bracha do you make? Bori nimzonos. But raka, if you made it very non-thick, which I guess would be thin, right, but more liquidy, so to speak, then what's the purpose as to why you're doing it? Lirafuaka of delay. You're doing it for the purposes of medicine. Givaldik kasha. So Schreier's asking, no, if it's medicine, you shouldn't make a bracha bechlal. Good kasha. Let's see weiter in the Gemara. Masiv Yosef. Yosef asks the following shayla. Vishavin they agree, shebechoshin, that in choshin, if you mix it up with a spoon, to mix it up nicely, as hashasis, which you do a lot, right? B'Shabbos, that you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. They all agree that you're allowed to do that on Shabbos. Because since in this mixture, it's not really kneading, okay? Vishosin, and you could drink from this mashka, that's called the Zesa Matzmitri, B'Shabbos. Says the Gemara, wait a second. But if the intent of this mixture, according to one in this liquid version, is for medicine, says the Gemara, but wait, Refuah b'Shabbos mikashari, are you allowed to make medicine on Shabbos? Don't we have a gzera that what? You might come to grind it? It's a gzera? So amalei abaye, va'at lo tizra, but you don't hold. Va'atnan, kola ochlin, all foods, ochel adam l'refuah b'Shabbos, all foods you're allowed to eat for the purpose of refuah on Shabbos, v'kola mashkin shosa, and all drinks you're allowed to drink. When we say kola ochlin, that implies even that which was made for refuah. Elamayis loch lememer. So what do you mean? What do you mean? So the Gemara says, Gavra la'achila kamakavin. This food was made for the intention of what? Of eating. And therefore he's even allowed to eat it, even though he's going to have a residual benefit of what? Of being healed. Meaning his goal is not to be healed. His goal is what? To eat. Memeli is going to be healed. That's allowed. Hachanami. So that's in that case. Hachanami, here too in our case. Gavra, this person, lachila kamakavit. He's doing it to eat. Therefore, there's no iser refuah Shabbos. That's one way of learning the Gemara. Lish nachrina, another way of learning the Gemara. Elamayis lach lamemer. Gavra lachila kamakavit, refuah mamela kahavya. It's not asking a question and answer form. This person is doing it for the purpose of eating. And mamela, what's going to happen? He's going to get healed. Hachanami here also, lachila kamakavit, refuah mamela kahavya. And refuah is going to happen, by the way, in a very natural way. Now the Gemara explains, and we're going to get back. I haven't answered Schreier's question yet. Utsricha de Rav. And we need what's necessary for Rav. That you're allowed to eat shashisa that is thin on Shabbos. Why? De'imehai. If we were to learn from that case where it just says that you're allowed to eat everything on Shabbos, have a minalachi lakamakavan, I would have thought that's only when you're doing it to eat. Urufu memela kahavya, and refuah happens memela naturally. But aval hachabat here, kevin de lechatchil refuah kamakavet. Since here you're doing it for the pure intent of refuah, and that's your intention here, I would have said lo levarech aleh klal. I would have said like Yaakov, don't make a bracha at all on a non-Shabbos scenario because we don't make brachas on medicine. Says the Gemara Kamash when it comes to teach us kevin de isleha no mine. Since there's going to be a benefit from it, even though that wasn't your intent, nevertheless, boy bruche, one does require bracha.
So, that would mean by all medicine,
where there is hanah. So the shaila is going to come up. What about? It's not going to come up by Advil. Avad, they don't make bracha. But what about those, the kids' medicines, those liquid which has this like strawberry flavored medicines?
Or the kids
those, right? Those are going to be big shailas. Not for me, but for your local Orthodox rabbi.